So far, David Hefner has won cash and prizes totaling $17,361. Today, one of our contestants could win video equipment, a diamond ring, a shopping spree, or a trip to Puerto Rico. And continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this bowl bowl and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Oh, good group. Thank you for joining us. We are delighted to have you here with us. I hope you're here with us on the last show because we had a sensational finish. Well, why don't you take a look for yourself? Number 11 for the win with $10,000 in cash. Wow! Congratulations! All righty, that's great. $10,000 for the champion. Let's welcome him back. David Hefner. Hello,
hi,
David.
Jim.
Now, I remember your wife was not with you. What happened? Did you call her?
I called her, and she flew down, and so she's in the audience today.
Oh, now that you're $10,000 richer, she figured she could join from Nevada, right?
Yeah, she figured she can help spend it, you know.
All right, nice to have you back. And again,
very
our
nice
congratulations.
To
David's going to try to win again. A couple of nice people are going to try to stop him. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them. Hello there, Summer. Good, good. How about you? You all set to go for the day?
You bet.
Who'd you bring?
She specializes in double talk. From Placentia, California, here's Carol Lettuce.
Hi there, Carol.
And he has to pick his way to the top, originally from Bremen, Germany. Say hi to Derek Packus.
Hello there, Derek. See you a little later with some bargain summer. Thank you. Derek, you have to pick your way to the top.
Yes, well, I'm a mountaineer. We use our climbing axes to climb the mountains, and once we get to the top, it's fantastic. The only problem then is getting back down.
That would scare me. It must be an interesting hobby, though.
Oh, it certainly is, and it's a lot of fun.
Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Carol, what's this about specializing in double talk?
Well, for 10 years, I worked as a bilingual teacher, and I had to speak in both Spanish and English.
Oh, that's the double talk
right.
And all. Okay, nice to have you here as well.
Thank
all set
you.
To go? And good luck to all three of you. $20 starts you off. We'll get into the match with this. Name the superstar of Walt Disney's first sound cartoon. David.
Mickey Mouse.
It was called Steamboat Willie. Mickey Mouse is right. $5 for the correct answer. David goes to 25. What shouldn't you do if you're taking a polygraph test? David.
You shouldn't lie.
That's exactly right. Two in a row for the champion for 30. What type of movie is called a horse opera? Carol. That's a Western.
Oh.
That's a Western. Horse opera. Didn't know that expression. I'm sorry. Hit the buzzer first, St. Carl. Cost you five for the incorrect answer. Down to 15. According to one optimistic adage, every cloud has... Derek.
A silver lining.
That time you beat him to the buzzer, and Derek goes to 25. What kind of food would you be eating if you were dining on Sapsago, Gruyere... David.
Fish.
No. Gruyere and Gouda fish, I remember them well. No, that's cheese. They're all cheese. Cost you five for the incorrect answer. Down to a tie with Derek. Well, that sets up an interesting situation. Time for an instant bargain. Normally, the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise. But with a tie, David and Derek, only one of you can have this when you hear the low sale of the century prize. Hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Derek or David, romance just may take root with these beautiful his and her watches. Benmas his and her nugget style gold tone watches. Black dial with six genuine diamonds. Sweep secondhand precision quartz movement. Furnished by Benmas. And it's normally priced at $500. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
His and her watches?
Yes, yes.
Two lovely watches. Derek, your first opportunity to buy for just five?
They certainly are nice, but David's a fantastic player.
Right, and David, your wife came down to join you for the day. You have a watch for her and a watch for you.
I don't even know what time it is.
$500 worth for less than the value of a question. $3. Good. Derek will buy for three. You got yourself two lovely watches for $3. Enjoy that. After $3 off your score, and you're down to 22, but $500 worth of watches. Richard. What beautiful Aussie singer co-starred with John Travolta? Derek?
Olivia Newton-John.
In the movie Grease, you are right. Olivia Newton-John it is. Got five back and back into the lead. In fact, she was nice. She was not born in Australia. Born in England and then moved to Australia. Give me the first name of the man who compiled Webster's Dictionary. Derek?
Daniel.
No. Noah. Noah Webster. No, Daniel, he argued with the devil, I believe. You lose five on that, down to 22. What kind of fruit trees flank the tidal basin in Washington, D.C.? Carol.
Cherry.
Cherry trees is right. Carol back to the $20 mark. Well, the game is close. $5 separating the players, and in a close game, the difference could be the fame game with those money cards, and there's one up there as we play for control of that board and looking for a famous person. I am a performer, born in Brooklyn, New York in 1961. I spent much of my childhood glued to the television set. As a result, I imitated everybody from Laurel and Hardy. Derek.
Eddie Murphy?
Yes, indeed. Well done. What gave it to you? The year, 1961?
And that he was from Brooklyn.
Beautifully solved. And Derek, you've got control of the board. Where is the $10 money card?
Behind the one.
And the lights are flashing, and if you can stop those flashing lights on the $10, we'll add it to your score. We're locked into your buzzer. Good luck, Derek.
All right, let's go 10.
Right next to it, he lands on four. What does he get?
Floor care products from Bissell. Featuring the double-action sweeper for quick pickups on carpets and bare floors. And the Carpet Machine Plus for deep cleaning with 4-in-1 carpet formula furnished by Bissell.
Well, it's $296 worth of carpet machinery. So you've had a good segment in prizes and a good segment as well in the score because he trails the champion by less than a question. Matter of fact, Carol just a question behind. Back to a good match right after this. Champion David Hefner already over $17,000 in cash and prizes. Great trip to Singapore, $10,000 in cash. And right now, he's got less than a question lead over Derek. What kind of seafood have you ordered if your waiter brings you a plate full of little necks? David.
Clams.
Clams is right. David did the $30 mark. In the song from Kismet, what else goes with bangles and beads, David?
Bobbles.
Bobbles, bangles, and beads it is. And David beats Carol with the buzzer. In first aid class, what's the word for that piece of wood which immobilizes? Derek.
Splint.
A what?
A splint.
Splint is exactly what it is. And Derek, you're 27, yes. According to the old rhyme, what do September, April, June, and November, David?
They have 31 days.
No, they have 30. That's what they have in common. They have 30. Yeah, they lost one in there, Nick. Sorry about that. You lose five, and you're down to 30. But, David, you've got the lead. It is a $3 lead over Derek, and this time, all by yourself, you have the opportunity to buy this.
David, enjoy a lounge act at home with the Lazy Boy's signature two-sleep sofa. You may enjoy elegance by day and comfort by night, furnished by Lazy Boy, plus a lovely bathrobe. Traditional styling and color blend warmly for those cold mornings at home. Yours with a gift certificate from Living Stones of Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $924. But today on sale of the century, the yours for only $10.
Well,
I only got a $3 lead.
What, David?
I said I only got a $3 lead.
Well, but a sleep sofa would be terrific.
I need it to rest on after this show.
That's right. And your wife would look, what's your wife's name?
Glenda.
Glenda?
Yeah. Well,
Glenda would look terrific in that bathrobe. Mm. And, gee, when you have the sleep sofa and the bathrobe, how could I resist selling it to you? $924. Not 10 bucks, David. $3. You'll be in the tie. Okay, you got it for three. We got ourselves a tie. Enjoy the sofa, enjoy the bathrobe for just $3. And as we knock it off David's score, he and Derek are back into a tie. Carol just seven behind. What do some birds lose during the seasonal, Derek?
Feathers.
What?
Feathers.
Sir, a seasonal process known as molting. Feathers is exactly what it is, and Derek bounces into the lead by five. Francis, Thomas, and Mary Lou are the guilt-ridden Derek?
Retton.
No. Mary Lou Retton, I understand, yeah. But Frances Retton ain't too famous. No, they are the guilt-ridden children of what comic strip matriarch? Mama. The comic strip Mama. No. Well, even if I finish it,
I didn't know that one. If you finished,
you weren't going to get it anyway. But it cost you five, though, Derek. Back into a tie with David. In which of the United States would you find cities named Rome, Troy, and Carol?
New York?
That's right, and Carol pulls it within $2 of the gentleman. $2, separate the players. Good match. What would you be looking for if you were using a divining rod? Derek?
Water.
Water is right, and Derek bounces back into the lead. Margaret Gorman was the first one. Later ones have included Lee Meriwether, Bess Meyerson, David?
Miss America's.
Miss America's exactly right. David ties Derek again. Speaking about Miss America, Phyllis Diller said, I was in a beauty contest once. I not only came in last, but I was hit in the mouth by Miss Congeniality. We'll be right back. Back to the close game with Derek and David in the tie and Carol just $7 behind. And we're going to add another money card to the board, back to the fame game and a famous place. I am a Midwestern city established in 1820 by William Russell. I am the county seat of Pulaski County, and I got my name because I lie on the smaller of two bluffs that flank a river. David.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
You are exactly right. Well done with a limited information. Good job on that, David. Where's the next money card, son?
Behind the five.
Right up the middle is a big $15. Good luck, David.
I need the 15.
Oh, you went right by it. Landed on seven.
Stainless flatware. Oh, nine of Silversmith's heirloom stainless in the new classic shell pattern. A 40-piece service for eight, plus an 8-piece serving set in the Royal Treasure Chest, furnished by Oneida Silversmith's.
Well, that's not bad. That's over $600 worth. You will enjoy that, and it's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And now back to it with all three of you in this question for five. Name the actor and director who wrote the book, I Am Not Spock. David?
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy and his. Took a moment. Oh, yes, that's who it is.
And taking a doctor spot.
Leonard, he goes in by the lead by five. Well, what do we call the group of peers who reach a verdict at a trial? David?
The jury.
The jury is right. Two in a row with the champion and a $10 lead. Who played Samantha on TV's... David? On Bewitched, that was Elizabeth Montgomery.
Couldn't think of her name.
And, Dave, well, she remembered yours. David, you lose five down to 37. But, David, you've got the lead, a $5 lead. And, David, oh, David, look at this. Oh.
David, for once, you'll enjoy being teed off on your fabulous golfing tour of Hawaii. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a 7-day stay in this paradise of the Pacific. You'll enjoy tropical sun, golden beaches, and fabulous entertainment when you answer this call to the islands. And it's normally priced at $2,498. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, what a big trip. Trip to Hawaii.
I love trips.
What, David?
I love trips.
You love? Glenda, would you like to go to Hawaii?
Yes.
Yes, she said, David.
Get me in trouble now.
Yes, David, right. $2,498 trip to Hawaii.
I love it.
You have a $5 lead over Derek.
It's getting late in the day, too.
I know. I'm feeling generous, David. Give you the trip to Hawaii for $5. You'd be back into a tie. Going once, going to Hawaii. Yes, indeed. Got to buy that. You and Glenn enjoy that trip to Hawaii for just $5. And as we knock it off David's score, we enjoy a very close game that goes down to the wire right after this. That should be a good trip.
Well, I was going to try to get some money out of it, but $5 is awful cheap.
I think that's awful cheap. Champion David Hefner, you're looking for a little pineapple money there, huh, David? But trip to Hawaii.
It was too good a buy.
Yeah, for $5 you had to buy it. And Derek didn't mind at all because he's now in a tie with you. And Carol, again, just $7 behind. Complete this quote by John Keats. The thing of beauty is, David.
A joy forever.
You are right, and you're back in the lead by that five. Which war was called the war to end all wars? Derek?
World War I.
That's why it didn't work, unfortunately, but World War I it was. And David and Derek, again in a tie. Said that a lot today. In what movie did Marlon Brando win an Oscar portraying a dock worker? Derek?
On the Waterfront.
You are right, and the challenger Derek goes into the lead by five. Well, all three money cards are going to be up on that board, including a big one worth $25. Final crack of the fame game and a famous person. I was born in Spain in 1904 with the middle names Felipe Jacinto. When I attended art school, my instructors were so upset. Carol.
Salvador Dali?
Yes, indeed. With limited information. Yeah, he was expelled for doodling from art school. Salvador Dali. I'd like to have his doodles right now.
Me too.
Carol, you've got that board right now. Where's the $25?
Behind the two.
Well, they're pretty close together, and we're locked into your buzzer, Carol. Good luck.
Okay, come on, 25.
You hit 15. It's a $15 money card. We add that to Carol's score. She pulls into second place. The game is very, very close. And we finish it up with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Derek, you are in the lead at 42. Carol at 40. And David at 37. One question separates all three players. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, which of our presidents had a first lady named Dolly? Derek.
Madison.
Right. On what date does April Fool's Day fall? David.
April 1st.
Right. What state uses as its postal abbreviation the initials IA? Derek.
Indiana.
Wrong. What war provided the background for the TV series MASH?
Derek. Korea.
Right. What name is given to a male elephant's huge incisor? David.
Tusk.
Right. Name the legendary villain who's sometimes referred to as Mephistopheles. Derek.
The devil.
Right. What is the term which describes 160 square rods of land? David.
An acre.
Right. What famous French museum houses the Mona Lisa? David.
The Louvre.
Right. No. Yes? Okay. What name the ancient general famous for leading elephants across the... David.
Hannibal.
Right. What country once had a president named Nasser? Derek.
Israel.
Wrong. What country has a governmental body called the House of Lords? David.
England.
Right. In what state would you be if you drove from Wilmington to Dover? Carol.
Vermont.
Wrong. Name the naval hero who said, I have not yet begun to...
John Paul Jones.
Right. What ocean surrounds the North Pole? Time is up and David has won. Congratulations.
Back to David in a moment. And I wasn't sure of David's pronunciation with the Louvre, and our judges very clearly said to me, yes, we will accept what he said. He knew what it was and didn't make the difference in the match. What ocean surrounds the North Pole? The Arctic Ocean. Wilmington to Dover is in Delaware. Nasser was the head of Egypt. And the initials IA are for Iowa. Yes, got to say goodbye to Derek and Carol. But Derek, not only did you push the champion all day, but you did very well with the his and her watches, the carpet machine with the cash in front of you. You were well over $800 in cash and prizes. Thank you. Carol, unfortunately, didn't get a chance to pick up anything along the way, but boy, you had a good close match there. You should be proud of yourself. Thank you. That's nice to hear. But David Hefner won again, and for the third time, joins me at the winner's board. Come on, David. Good close match. And you won it by $15, so it was a get it. Well, it was a good speed round for you. Congratulations. And we've got some new things up there on the board for you, David. So right now, you could win a diamond ring.
I love it.
Yes. There's a pedal boat, most unusual.
We've got no water where I live. No,
well, then you better hit something else up there. There's a game table you might enjoy. And I know you would enjoy this. Make the right combination, and you could drive away with this beautiful automobile. Jay? Mm.
Here's the key to enjoyable driving, this beautiful Volvo. A luxurious four-door with automatic transmission, featuring AM/FM stereo cassette, leather interior, sunroof, and alarm system. Furnished by Kramer Motors. And this prize is worth $21,830.
David's just chatting here. He's getting ready to play this winner's board now. He knows how to do it. I don't have to tell him anything other than make a match and it's yours. Good luck and start picking.
Well, let's see. I tried the two corners yesterday. Let's do it again. Let's try 17.
All right, 17. He starts with the ring. Oh, your wife would like that.
Let's try four.
Number four. He's looking for a match. $3,000 in cash. Got $10,000 on the last show.
How about three?
How about three? Is it a match? Shopping spree.
Well, let's try 14.
Number 14. We're going to have a match now. The next thing is an automatic match. David, what are you going to get this time?
I want the car. Number seven.
Number seven. Is it the car? What is it? It's the win. Well, it's beautiful. Oh, you'll like that. Your wife will like it. Jay's going to tell you all about it.
The accents on glamour with this elegant lady's ring. Sparkling pave diamond set in 18-karat yellow gold. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. And this prize is worth $2,800.
Hello there. Well, that's good. Here's the ring. This is for Glenda, and this is Glenda, yes?
Glenda.
Yeah. Glenda, I beg your pardon.
Like
you've got the
witch
ring.
The Wizard of Oz.
What? Our producer was saying something. What were you saying about what he thought he was going to win? What was that?
I just said if he won a girl in the swimming suit, he wasn't going to keep her.
If he won a girl in a swimsuit, he wasn't going to keep her. How long have you been married?
25?
Well, now we know how you stay married. Just don't buy any girls in swimsuits. David's got another great prize. Glenda, it looks great on you. That'll look great on your trip to Hawaii. Nice to have you with us. And we'll be back to wrap things up with a fine champion and his wife right after this. Can't keep the girl in a swimsuit. You gonna wear a bikini on your trip to Hawaii, Glenda?
No.
Moo Moo will do it, huh?
Okay.
That's more my favorite.
All right. David has done great. He's got 3 trips to the winner's board. He's got some great prizes, and he'll be back to defend the title against 2 new challengers next time with $24,190 so far in cash and prizes. We'll see you next time on Sailor for Century.
Are manufacturers' suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.